Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of an update on Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Oh, Linnell, you have an update? Well, I it's kind of hard to hear you through the glass.
Yeah.
I mean,
MRI,
he's expected to have a surgery,
MRI
right?
MRI this morning. Still holding out hope. It's a partial tear, not a total tear.
Okay. All right. That's a good update. Holding out hope based on the MRI results or no?
I hadn't responded to me yet. Was DMing with him earlier this afternoon.
All right. All right. Well, we might not get clarity then, especially. Listen, I mean, again, Jonathan Allen came back in, what was it, 8 weeks? Maybe it was 9 weeks. I can't remember. He got hurt in the Baltimore game, and then he was back. Was it the Atlanta Sunday night game? Was that his first game back? I think that was his first game back. So whatever that is, like 8-9 weeks. I mean, you know, maybe there's a chance. I said with Denton and Linnell on the pregame show that Javonte Jean-Baptiste, I thought maybe he could help them, and he did. You know, I mean, he did flash a little bit before getting injured. Run defense was not the problem yesterday. It was everything else. Like, you walk away. The touchdown of Bijan Robinson, obviously, the rushing touchdown was bad tackling. Revo's got to make that tackle. I know it's tough, but he's got to make that tackle. It goes right through the middle of the defense. And I think Quan was also involved in that, I think. But that was not the problem yesterday. That really wasn't. It was everything else. No pass rush, not enough turnovers, terrible tackling. Probably the worst tackling I've seen from this team under Dan Quinn. I can't remember a game last year that jumps out more in terms of bad tackling. I have Von Miller behind the line of scrimmage on Tyler Allgeier, the touchdown Bijan up the middle. God, I mean, Eddie Goldman missed one. Quan missed like three or four. Revo missed another one, I think. Lattimore had the holding penalty and still gave up the 45-yard catch. That's just so bad. Just so bad. Just so bad. All right. Do you want me to take a call here, AMAC?
Yeah, let's do it while we're waiting.
You can take a call while we wait. By the way, the Commanders are going to make an announcement that I found to be interesting. I can't tell you what it is, but Dan Quinn is expected to make an announcement about this week and this week's schedule, which is interesting. You'll hear it. I'm not allowed to say it until he announces it, but you might be able to figure out 2-2. We're awaiting Dan Quinn, but let's squeeze in a call here and get to somehow we'll have to squeeze in Pauly and try that. What up, Pauly?
Hell to the W, man. Let's start with the loss. What's the news? squeeze in pause, number one. What do you mean, man? Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, we've got to keep the line moving, Paulie, and you just happen to – I mean, if there's somebody that we want to squeeze because of the insane dribble that comes out of your mouth, you know, I mean, it's you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to squeeze you in a different way. Exactly.
Yeah, pause. Hey, listen, man.
Go ahead, Paulie. Anytime now.
This team, because it just blows my mind that how this team is bipolar, and it's coming from coaching. And like the previous caller said, you've seen this in the preseason. And I kind of – and it's kind of correlated together.
Paulie, hang on. We're going to put you on hold. We'll let you finish up. But Quinn, we got to go to him now because they started a couple of minutes late. So just hang on. Dan Quinn at the podium in Ashburn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Peck injury, and that will knock him out for a while, for sure. I know you'll probably ask also about Jaden. He had a strong workout here Saturday, and we'll take today and tomorrow and work out his practice plan. We'll go through the whole process with him this week, medically, how he feels, how he practices, and give you the updates Wednesday as I know him. And I thought just from a team standpoint, sit here 2-2. And the vibes of the two losses, two wins, lots to discuss through there. But I thought really just sustaining high energy throughout. You've heard me use different boxing analogies, and I do that with the team. Not looking to feel it out through the first round to see where it goes. You just want to be aggressive, want to be bold, you know, right from the beginning. What I do know is that this is a resilient team. We'll grow from yesterday, and we have to. But lots for us to correct and get right, and before we take it out on the road to head out to L.A. So all that said, glad to get started with you guys this afternoon.
Go ahead, John.
Dan, can you also update on like guys like Terry, Noah, John Bates?
Yeah, I'd say we're all trending in the right space on there, John. We'll have a better update on Wednesday in terms of practice planning and that. But arrows are heading up for a number of the guys. The big news today was Javonte with the game. But for the guys that have missed some, we're making progress.
And then one of the themes has been those explosive plays in the pass game allowed. Why does that keep happening, and what can you guys do to fix that?
Yeah, and we definitely have to. It's for sure, you know, a combination of things. Like most things, when there's, you know, some issues that you want to fix, you want to get it cleaned up as quickly as you can. On some, it could be as simple as a communication of a switch of a, you know, receiver of 2 and 3. Certainly helps, you know, from our pass rush when we're really ripping into that space to go. And then communication, you know, like in line, how does it go? You know, the calls quickly to, you know, communicate to one another. So we'll work really hard to nail that. We have to, and we will get better at that for sure.
Nikki?
I mean, how about staying healthy? I know this is the first week that he's eligible to be activated. What's your plan here for him?
Yeah, we're going to huddle up here soon, but Nicky, but he's getting closer for sure for, you know, begin his window to begin practice. We'll give you a definite answer on that Wednesday, but he's really put in a lot of work to begin that window to begin the practicing. So we'll huddle up on that tonight and tomorrow, but I'll give you an answer for that Wednesday, but it's definitely trending in the right spot, Nicky.
And then Luke McCaffrey, what have you seen out of him just in his growth as a receiver, especially these last 2 weeks, and then his contributions on special teams as well?
Yeah, I thought I recognized him today in the special teams meeting. I thought, what a cool play. He catches a touchdown and then makes a tackle, you know, on the next play on a kickoff and involved in a tackle. I think that speaks to him as the competitor. I love the fact that, you know, the opportunity is there for him to dig in some more, and like he's taking advantage of it, whether that's on offense or on the return game. He's got a fearless side to him as a returner, which in this day and age, in terms of the kickoff return, you have to do that. It's what makes Debo excellent at it, what makes him excellent at it. Yeah, so over the last 2 weeks, I've certainly been pleased to see the growth in Luke.
Tom? Dan, what's your level of concern with the missed tackles yesterday, and is there anything you can do midseason to address that?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty to do. In each practice and each day, you can work on that hard time. It doesn't have to be something that you have to take to the ground, but you do have to get your angles, your tracking correct. But they're way too high. We were in double digits, and if you hit double digits between defense and special teams, that is too many. Going into it, we knew Bijan, you know, is somebody that's exceptional at that. But you track two-man tackles, and we've got work to do. Yeah, we were not pleased with our tackling performance. And, yes, there is plenty you can do to work on that.
David Aldridge?
Dan, the second and longs and third and longs that they were able to consistently get, you know, big yardage chunk plays on that. I mean, where is the line between a physical mistake, whether it's somebody not getting home on the rush and somebody not taking a good angle, and then the communication issues that allow people to kind of run free?
Sure. I think you're right on we didn't talk about the second and longs, because up until maybe through up the first half, through the first three games and into the first half, you know, defensively on third down, that had actually been – we'd been leaning into one of our strengths. But I thought the same as you. We had some second and longs that were able to be converted. It was – second and 12, second and 15, second, you know, maybe might have even been second and 17. That's a one you want to be in, you know, like there's something that took place good to go. So heading into the last drive, that's where the third down I was disappointed in, because I said, like, over the first three and a half weeks, but I meant like the first half of the game. I think they might have been 2 of 6, but 3 conversions DA on the last drive. That was hard. That was difficult. It wasn't just one call. One had been a zone pressure. One had been a man-to-man. One had been a man pressure. And that's where it has to be all connected. But as far as the second downs go, usually that's a screen or you give up to one. So for us to give up some on those, you're setting yourself up for a great third down. And so to not nail those, I think that was one of the examples where I just, you know, didn't feel the same type of energy intensity that, you know, I'd seen just the week before. And so we're going to really push hard to make sure this sustains, man, all the way throughout the game. And if we do that, you know, I know what that looks like. And when we don't, unfortunately, I also have proof of that.
Dan, do you think anybody is being targeted in particular on defense, or do you think it's just a matter of on a particular play there's, again, a physical or a communication issue that leaves somebody isolated that maybe shouldn't be isolated?
Yeah, a little bit of both, Dave, to be honest with you. There could be, at some point, somebody has a hard down. Like, that's just how it is. If it's man-to-man, it's outside. If you're in zones, oftentimes, like, who's number three? That can be a linebacker, and you don't want that matchup to go. So there could be 20 times where the matchup could have happened, but the certain formation didn't click to go. So I think it's a little bit of a combination of both. You know, certainly give credit to Atlanta to, you know, schematically have some, but we've also, you know, got to have the right leverage. You got to have the right techniques. And if you do that, you give yourself a fighting chance, even when they're hard. But if you don't, boy, we all know, like, hard matchup and poor technique, that'll put you in a bad space fast.
To Sean. You're good. Scott.
Hey, Dan. The slow starts on the road. As a coach, a coaching staff, is there any way you can improve that? Is that something you can help with?
Yeah, we want to talk through all the things to, you know, in terms of like the energy to have it sustained, Scott. I think it's important to not, you know, shy away from one or the other. Our process is the same, but we want to make sure, like in that boxing analogy, you're not waiting it out, you know, see where we are. All of a sudden you're behind 10-0. And so, man, let's play bold. Let's play aggressive right from jump street. And when we do that, it can carry over into it. But you don't want to say you can only start fast. If you punt, that doesn't mean you're going to lose the game, or if you, you know, give up a field goal. But it does mean you're entering into the arena, into the contest, you know, in the right mindset to go throw the first punch and be aggressive. And we'll work hard to continue to do that. It's really a mindset. It's a way. And if you go into it in that way, you know, you have a way better chance of, you know, going forward. I love the fight for the team, but, you know, fighting to stay in it is different than fighting to finish the play. And so I want to make sure, like, our attitude, our mindset is absolutely bold and aggressive.
All right, that is the meat and potatoes there of Dan Quinn. I don't know if we missed it at the very beginning because we joined a couple of seconds in, but the team is going to head out to Los Angeles on Thursday after practice and practice at the LA Coliseum on Friday afternoon and then play on Sunday afternoon. So they're spending a long weekend out in Los Angeles. Interesting because the Tampa Bay, the Philadelphia Eagles did the same thing with Tampa, but that was because of heat and humidity. So they practiced Friday down in Tampa. So the Commanders are not going to have to deal with heat and humidity out in Los Angeles, but you're getting that long flight out and you're settling down, having a semi-important practice on Friday, a walkthrough on Saturday, and the game on Sunday. So again, that was what I was referring to before the press conference. Again, not sure if Dan Quinn announced that at the very beginning that we missed, or if he's just going to announce it here in a sec, but we just couldn't wait any longer. So there you have that. Looking upwards for Terry McLaurin, John Bates, Noah Brown. Again, that does not mean they're going to play. Reevaluating, of course, Jaden Daniels as they go along. Good workout on Saturday. Going to practice on Wednesday. We will see. I think you could start to feel good if he gets a full practice in Wednesday or Thursday, but we will see. And as far as Javonte Jean-Baptiste, he will be out for a while, as we all kind of assumed, but they didn't get specific, which is not a surprise. All right, so there you have that. Let's go back to Paulie and let him finish up. Paulie, sorry for interrupting, but DQ was talking. How are you?
Oh, that's no problem at all, man. No problem. I didn't want to hear that crap either, man. I mean, I don't even want to hear you going to San Diego or L.A. early anyway. I mean, are you bringing emotion with you? Are you bringing some smart? Because on our two losses, the teams come out flat. I mean, we're playing scared. I don't understand it. I said this earlier last week with Sheen that they can't pick and choose when they want to be tough guys. You got to be a tough guy at all times. You got to come out here with a physical mindset at all times, not being passive aggressive. And that's what I seen yesterday, man. And for the Lord, hey, I want to apologize to everybody that I called a dummy and a number. Any name I said about you when they said that, when y'all were talking about Joe Witt should be on the hot seat. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Y'all was right. I was wrong.
I thought you were going to apologize for accusing me of loser talk when I was telling you all week that the Falcons were dangerous.
No, I don't know what. No. You was telling me all week how we was going to lose.
Yeah, and I was right.
Every team
as usual.
No, you was right. No. I was right. If Daniel came out and played the way I said they needed to play, run the ball, stop the run, we would have won.
They did stop the run outside of one play.
No, they contained the run. They contained the run. And I also said put pressure on the quarterback. They didn't do that.
They did not do that.
My man Witt want to keep rushing with four linemen. Right? We got Murderers Row up front when we don't. At some point, when are you going to blitz? You let the man sit in the pocket and pick you apart.
I mean, they normally blitz a lot, but you can't blitz every down. I mean, they're not good enough in man coverage. They don't have enough speed.
Listen. I'd rather go out in a blaze of glory than die by death.
Well, try that against Justin Herbert as 6'5", as he rolls away from coverage and makes throws across his body and throws bullseye darts all over the place on Sunday. Try that.
We're not talking about Justin Herbert. We're talking about a quarterback that came off one of his worst games ever, and we needed to keep that bad feeling. The bad taste in his mouth, pause, but we didn't. We let him get comfortable. We let him get his confidence up, and he picked us apart. We did nothing to try to change it. We didn't blitz. We didn't bring any pressure from anywhere. We just kept coming with this four-man rush that he kept picking up, and he kept picking us apart. And on offense with Cliff Kingsbury, he keep running inside. When we get the ball, we got to set the tone. Like, listen, in four games, our running backs haven't been stopped, but we haven't committed to the run at all. Your man rip off a 60-yard run. He don't touch the ball again until 2-3 off in the series later.
There's a problem.
They got me choking over here.
Sorry, Paul. You need some water?
I got some water right here.
Okay.
They got me choking over here.
Well, why don't you recover and let me get on to another call?
The best part of this team, which has been the best part of this team the whole season, outside of a kicker missing a kick here, has been the special teams. I salute to Izzo. I appreciate you having our special teams ready to play. Everybody else, man, they're doing this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde stuff, man. We got to be – where's the identity at? We got to be one way at all times.
You got to have an identity.
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 Man, I love you, man. Hail to the W,
man. Thank you, Paulie. I love you, too. Let's get to Chris in D.C. Next up. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Chris,
I told you we're gonna get
we're shaking, baby.
Man. I know.
I picked them too. Yeah, I mean, I was with you.
Hey, you said it too. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I can't wait to talk to AY. But anyway, check this out. Like, I'm always speaking optimistic. Listen, Commanders offense played well. I don't care what nobody say. They played well. Atlanta defense never gave up this many points. You're looking at Carolina, we gave up 30 points. No, we gave up 30 points to Carolina because we gave up short field and the game was over at the end. Your offense moved the ball, and that's a bright sign. They moved the ball and they played well for the players they had there. Michael Penix.
Right, but they didn't cash in the red zone enough.
Absolutely. And that's what we talked about too. And guess what? Michael Penix, he got sacked 3 times this whole year and got hit 9 times total. So the offensive line in Atlanta is pretty solid. And, hey, it doesn't even matter. Y'all did the same game plan Carolina did. They brought 4, got pressure on Michael.
Oh, we lost Chris. All right. Chris was in his victory rant. Sorry, Chris. You can call back tomorrow, and we'll let you finish up. All right, coming up next, dum-dum of the day. I have a story. I'm a little nervous about going with it, so I have to make a final decision in the final break of the show. That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.